Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. The Metroplex is somewhere around 7+ million people. Very diverse, all kinds of religions. They love to call themselves a multicultural region. And what they are is a bunch of worshipers of other gods. And there's just one God. And their gods are all idols. And there's just one God, Jehovah. One Lord, Jesus. One body, body of Christ. Thank God. One vocation, Christian. One baptism, water, and immersion. One Spirit, Holy Ghost. Thank God. Amen. And yet, Dallas and Fort Worth love to call themselves Christians. You blind people, you are so blind. Amen. If you don't repent and believe the gospel, you're going to go to hell. Amen. We're living in the last days, the last times. Amen. The last moments of human history. Amen. What a great blessing it is to be a servant of Jesus Christ and preach the gospel in these hours. Amen. What a great blessing. Most of us never considered there even was a hell. And we most certainly didn't think we would go there. Is that you?
That's me.
Where's my chair?
Right.
Where? Oh, well, you're in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, just say, I'm in your chair. Hallelujah! I'm glad 3 or 4 woke up. Amen. Awake. Amen. Well, what do you say that we go to the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews? Beginning, I think, verse 24. And Bob Carpenter, who's been with me for, 20 years. And there's a testimony written on his website that had he not hung on to my faith, he'd have died. Did I get that close?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Thank you. Amen. And how about you, man? Is this Terry?
Yes.
Did you hang on to my faith?
I sure did.
Oh, yeah. Did I never forsook you nor Bob? Amen. No, but it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was Jesus who said he'd never forsake you, right?
Amen.
It wasn't me, Bob. My God, Terry, it wasn't me. It was Jesus Christ in me crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a great blessing to know this man. And who might this be?
It's Antoinette.
Who?
Antoinette.
Oh, yeah, and Arlene. How are you all doing?
Doing well.
Thank God. We're moving forward, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We don't go backwards.
No, no.
Because we have no reverse in our transmissions. Well, and who's this? And Claudia, I believe God has brought you to a place in his body that you are an irritant to certain people.
Yes.
Who said amen? I heard a male voice.
Yes,
sir. And you agree with me, do you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. Two or three agree. Amen.
Yes, he's in our presence.
I'm sorry?
He's in our presence.
Oh, he's in our presence. You know, I love to see a person obey God. Amen. I don't care if they're male or female, or child or adult. It doesn't bother me. I just want to see them be a blessing. Be a blessing and serve God. That's all I want. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, Katie.
Yes, sir.
You're here, I know that. But you drove me here. Amen. And you're one that is being conformed to the image of Jesus, right?
Amen.
And Kathy, were you ever deceived as I was?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Notice, I said, as I was. I was greatly deceived. Amen. But not by religion, but by witchcraft. Glory. Amen. Witchcraft. Things are lifting. Do you know that? Well, I know. Amen. Witchcraft is what we fight. That is our enemy. Flattery, divination in the body of Christ, which is not God's church or his body. Amen. Oh, we love to be holy, you know, behind the pulpit and call it the house of God. Look, silly, our bodies are temples for the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are. Amen. Not the building. I don't care what your building calls. I don't care how many it holds. Are you sure you and they all together are not headed for the pit? I'm talking to preachers who have no ears, but I have to talk to them anyway. You see, I serve God. And he warns everybody. Preachers, big followings, so you think. Followings of what? Amen. Oh, God, are you people prepared to meet the Master? Are you prepared, preachers, to meet Jesus? Preachers, are you prepared to meet Jehovah? Are you prepared to meet Jesus in the air? Are you prepared to come out of the grave and meet Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Are you prepared to come out of the grave? Well, you say, we're not dead. Yes, you're dead. You just don't know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's not a preacher in America that is notable, that I have not listened to. Not one. Not one. Not one that I have not listened to. And are, is this you?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, this is my seat.
You told me to sit here.
Keep it warm. Not one. Not one of them that I have not listened to. Did you know I'm 81 years old and stronger than you are? Amen. I'm stronger than I was when I was 40. Amen. You can't talk as strong as me. When you talk, you sound like you're about to lose your last breath. God bless you, preachers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I really have fun. Can you believe it? You can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. You know, I grew up, and my earthly father, my dad told me I was going to have to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I said to myself, because I thought the gospel was what you religious people preach. I don't know. You don't preach the gospel. You blind guys. You straight at a gnat and swallow a camel. Oh, Jesus said, it's recorded in the book of Matthew, let them alone. These blind guys, not let them alone. Every plant will be rooted up. Amen. It's not too late, all you preachers that I've given several $1 million to. It's not too late. It's not too late to repent. Don't believe this guy. Don't believe me at all. Not at all. You know, I'm following the horses of America, some of the best. And I got paid for following them. And when I listened to you, all I heard from you were lies. Amen. Oh, you might not like this, but you know, I have attended as a veterinarian, as an equine practitioner, a member of the Equine American Association of Equine Practitioners. I had to pay to be a member, but they took my money. They didn't reject me. And I've listened to some of the great ones, and I've attended to equine horses. That's horses that are called equine that were valued at more up in the 7 figures, and they paid me for doing insurance examinations on them. So I must have had some kind of qualification, huh? I know I don't qualify with you people, but you know what? I don't really care. Who laughed?
Tamara.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know you laughed. You know, I heard a testimony about you once that you got healed before you ever heard of me.
I did.
I see. It's not. See, Nelson, you hear about Jesus, not Doyle, you know? And people that come and sit where I'm teaching, they want to hear about Jesus, not Doyle. My God, he was an equine practitioner. Yeah, and Jesus raised him up, took him out of his sin. Oh, sin. Now, I thought we came here to worship. Well, we will, but maybe not long. But now we're talking to you people, you preachers. You preachers. You don't know what your sins are, but God knows them. I think, Bob, are you close?
Huh? I'm 4 or 5 rows in front of
you. Yeah, right. Thank you. Hey, man, blessed be the name. You know, I never thought that I'd ever be a preacher, and I still am not. But I can speak the oracles of God. Brother Bob, would you start reading in the Hebrews chapter 10? Is it verse 24?
24.
Let's go.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Consider one another. And provoke and the love and what? Good work. You preachers don't know it, but I've been provoking you to good works and love. Next.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is.
Not forsaking. Read that again.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as what?
The manner of some is.
The manner of some is. Okay? Next.
But exhorting one another.
Exhorting one another. And what?
And so much the more.
And so much the more.
As you see the day approaching.
As you see. Oh, what day would that be, Brother Bob?
The coming of Jesus.
The coming of Jesus. Oh, you know, I love to walk in the house of the Lord, because when you're in the house of the Lord, they know what's about to happen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, read that last phrase or verse.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Good. That's what I'm doing. Encouraging. The day's approaching. The end of the world. The end of time. Thank God. Let's go. Next.
For if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth.
Brother Bob. You see. This is an incredible statement.
Amen.
That we should not forsake the assembly together of the saints.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
And if you listen to what the writer, what the Spirit of God is saying, the next two words are scary. Right?
Amen.
Would you read?
There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Back up.
Okay.
Not forsaking. You're doing well. I'm the one that's mixed up.
Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Right.
For if we sin willfully.
Wait a minute, sir. Did you know to not assemble yourself together with the brethren? Is there anyone here got the courage to say what I'm going to? It is what? Sin!
Willful sin.
Willful sin.
That's what it says.
You know, when you all, when we all get to heaven, I know that's a terrible rendition. When the roll is called up yonder, that's worse, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. When the saints go marching in, amen. Hallelujah. When they call that roll, will you be there? Or will you be at the mall shopping? It's getting quiet. Or will you be out trying to make a quick buck? Or will you be worshiping God in the assembly of the saints? Who said that?
I did.
Thank you, sir. You know, the day is approaching, Brother Craig. You know that?
Yes.
It's approaching. We're living in a great time. Because Jesus, I think I heard my mother used to sing a song. Now, my mother sung every song that she sung a lot of Charles Wesley songs and Alfred E. Brumley and I don't know who else. Amen. And, heck, I just got slipped off. Amen. Oh. Isn't there a song something says, when he calls, I will answer?
Yes.
Or when I call, he'll answer. I forgot which. I want you to know, folks, this is the end time. These are the days when Jesus Christ is going to appear in the clouds. I am not playing with you. You can read it in the Bible. But I'm warning you, we are living in the last hours, the last hours of the last days. And you can read in Hebrews that the last days, Jesus came preaching the gospel, and that's over 2,000 years. Yeah. I didn't say just the last days. I said the last hours of the last days. Amen. I expect to see, meet Jesus in air. What a glorious time. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's glorious. Amen. No. I'm going to get up here. Oh, I'm back. I've got to get on the blue. See, I've got blue and red carpet in this building. And if you happen to get a blue ribbon, you're first. If you happen to get a red ribbon, you're second. But if you happen to sit on the red, that doesn't make you second. That's what I say.
That's right.
Don't think the color of the carpet represents anything. Amen. No first and second. just those that God has set in the church as it hath pleased him. Amen. All right. Now, you know, things are lifting a little bit, not just a whole bunch. Bob, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to get up here a ways. Amen. We were not forsaking the assembling of the saints. If we forsake it, it is sin. Next.
For if we sin willfully after that we've received.
Did you know, Bob, if you willfully refuse to come into the assembly of the body of Christ, you know that's willful sin?
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, you say, Lord, you're trying to coerce us. No, I'm trying to keep you out of hell. Read the Bible yourself. Don't ask me for an opinion because I don't have one. Next.
After that we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
There remain,
after we received the knowledge of the truth, I've been preaching that for years. Let's go.
There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
No more sacrifice for sins. Go. Next.
But a certain fearful, looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Amen.
A certain what? Fearful?
Correct. Certain fearful.
What?
Looking for? Of judgment and fiery indignation.
Looking for fiery indignation, which will do what?
Devour the adversaries.
You know what? I think that would get those people that have a blog.
Amen.
Oh, and write on that blog, you know?
Right.
That blog, you know? There's a blog. It's got some funny initials, you know? You know that? They're simple, though. And you know what? It says, you're going to be destroyed. Let's move on. Amen.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
He despised Moses' law, died without mercy, but the hand of two or three witnesses. Let's go.
Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
Now back up. Read just a few words and let me repeat them.
Of how much sore judgment.
How much sore judgment. Right?
Suppose ye. Shall he be thought worthy?
Shall what?
Shall he be thought worthy?
Shall he be thought worthy? Right?
Right.
Come on.
Who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God.
Who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, which is Jesus. Right?
And hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified.
Wait a minute. And hath counted the blood of the covenant where he was sanctified. Right?
Right.
We're talking to you now. Next.
An unholy thing.
Oh, counted that. And the holy thing. Like, I can go to the mall, I can get drunk, I can commit adultery, I can covet, I can lie, I can steal, I can cheat, I can make false accusations, I can do anything I want to. Next.
And hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
When you do that, you do despite unto the Spirit of grace. Next.
For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me.
We know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto who?
Unto God, unto me.
Unto God, thank you.
I will recompense, saith the Lord.
I will recompense, saith the Lord.
And again the Lord shall judge his people.
Again the Lord shall judge his people.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
It's a fearful thing, folks, to fall into the hands of the living God.
But call to remembrance the former days.
Call to remembrance the former days.
In
which, after you were illuminated,
you endured a great fight of afflictions.
You endured a great fight of affliction.
Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock. Both by reproaches and afflictions. Partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used.
Partly while you became companions of them that were so used.
For you had compassion of me in my bonds.
Oh, yeah, all you water vipers, you blue cherry people, you had compassion upon me when I went to jail by a lying spirit.
And took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance.
Go on.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
Cast not away your confidence, which hath a great recompense of reward.
For you have need of patience.
You have need of patience. Oh, I love this.
That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
If you get that patience, then after you have done the will of God, you shall receive what?
The promise.
The promise. It's all right there, Bob.
Amen.
That is enough to keep any turkey balking. Next.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry.
What? For yet a little while, it will come.
He that shall come will
shall
come.
Shall come will come.
And will not tarry.
And will not tarry. Amen.
Now the just shall live by faith.
Oh, are you just or just stupid? Now the just shall live by faith. Just is just like you had never sinned or accused Doyle Davidson of being an adulterer. I love you, wicked people. Next.
But if any man draw back, my soul...
If any man draw back, God will have no pleasure. Go ahead.
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
God says, if you draw back like a bunch of you did, God will have no pleasure in you. Next.
And the last verse says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
Paul, is that it?
But of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen. All of you that drew back, your soul drew back. God had no pleasure in you. You drew back to perdition. Right. But we just have pleasure. God does in them that believes and walks in faith to the saving of the soul.